Dr. Hedley Lennon, August 19, 2008.
All right, thank you so much again for agreeing to participate in this project. Mm-hmm. It will surely benefit the community both here in Panama and abroad. The goal of the questionnaire is to get as comprehensive your story as possible, so mm-hmm. feel free to tell us as much or as little as you feel comfortable doing. We know that you have signed the consent form already, giving us permission to use this, but if you change your mind at any time, you can feel free to do so as well. And we will be using the materials from this interview and all the others we're doing for educational exhibits and presentations. So, I'm going to go ahead and start. Okay. Tell me about your place of birth and what was going on there as you were growing up. Where were you born?
La Boca, Canada. Okay.
And what was going on as a what young child in La Boca?
What boys do? Play fight. Mm-hmm. And try to pass from school. You go to school and come home and you go and play. You get so tired, you go to bed and you wake up and you do the same thing.
What did you play?
Basketball, football, baseball. A little bit of all of those.
Where did you play these? Was there a park nearby or at the school?
No, right under the house. And there was a park all right there.
What are the fondest memories you have from your that childhood?
I would say sticking to my mother, especially where your grandmother and the other ladies were concerned. They learned from her. And I was around them from one lap to the other lap to the other lap. That was my function. To run errands, you know.
The running errands for mom and her friends.
Yeah. And a little mischief in the kitchen.
Right. Who were your best friends and where were their parents from?
I didn't have many best friends as such. I had friends and acquaintances that I associated with frequently. But to have a closeness, no, I didn't have that.
Okay. Are you still friends with those friends today?
No. Only one. Yeah, only one I can remember.
Where were your friends' parents from? Were they West Indian also? Were they a mixture?
Barbados, yeah.
Oh, Barbados?
Yeah.
Now, let's go through the list of the origins. I want you to tell me about your parents, grandparents, where they were from, and how did they come to be in Panama. So you can tell me your father's origin, your mother's origin, and then your paternal grandparents and maternal grandparents.
Well, my mother and father, they were both from Jamaica. My father came during the time when the cane fields in Cuba were flourishing. And then most of the Jamaicans went there to work in a cane field. Then when that started to subside, they all came to Panama and started.
What about their parents? Where are your paternal grandparents from?
From Jamaica, please, yeah.
And maternal grandparents as well?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Do you remember what year they came to Panama? What were their professions? Father's profession, mother's profession, and then grandparents' profession. I know You mentioned they worked in the cane field.
Yeah.
Once they came to Panama, what profession did they follow?
Then in Jamaica, my father was a found in my what that meant during those days, I don't know. It was teaching the school and the school. You know. There was nothing too professional about it. When he came here, it made sense because the canal was in process and they had a lot of foundry work. So he used to be in the foundry in Balboa.
How about your mother?
My mother, all her life, was just me.
Now, your grandparents, do you remember their professions?
My grandmother was also a dressmaker.
From your father's side or your mother's side?
Mother's side. From my father's side, I don't know too much about her. We saw her once in her lifetime.
And what about the grandfather's side?
My grandfather was a pretty boy.
Pretty boy.
Yeah.
Your father's father? Or
no,
your
my mother's father. Pretty boy.
Okay. And what about on your father's side? Father's father.
I don't know much about him.
Who are your parents' and your grandparents' friends? What are the memories you have visiting them? And what sorts of things do you remember them doing, eating, drinking, talking about during those visits? I know you mentioned you used to do errands for your mom's friends. What other things did you do like that for them?
Well, in my father's side, he was more a fraternity specialist. He was the founder of the Jamaican Society. So he had a lot of that things going on all the time. And he belonged to so many lodges and he was president of all of them, all of almost. He was that person, yes. He wants to be in front. And they put him there too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Now,
but my grandfather, he was a big racehorse fan. He lived at the racetrack. That's why I say he was a
pretty boy. What was school like? How and who were your teachers, and what do you remember about your time as a school child? Do you have any favorite teachers you can talk about?
Yeah, my most favorite teacher was a German admiral.
Remember his name?
Yes, his name was Goldwater. No, Goldberg. From Van Goldberg. You know his German name too. You don't get the first one right, never. But it was Van Goldberg.
And how did he come to Panama? How was he doing in Panama?
Oh, I came here.
Mm-hmm.
I was born here.
I was born here?
Yeah. La Boca.
Why was he a good teacher?
He can block this out a little bit.
Okay. What was the cultural and racial background of your classmates and of your teachers? Were they all West Indian? Were they a mix of American, West Indian, Spanish?
Which class was speaking of? Secondary, primary? Or?
All of them. I guess it might have varied from primary, then secondary, and so forth. So how was primary?
Primary is regular, a lot of colored kids. That was in Jamaica. You know how extensive that would be.
Mm-hmm. How about secondary?
Almost the same.
Mm-hmm. Mostly West Indian?
Yeah.
What schools did you go to for primary and secondary?
Primary, I started in La Boca, up to about when I was 8, 9 years old, and we went to Jamaica, and then we went to elementary, there I finished elementary.
How many years did you live in Jamaica as a kid?
We were there 8 years.
And then you came back to Panama and continued secondary in Panama, no?
Not exactly. I finished in Jamaica secondary. When I came to Panama, I got a job and I started to work.
Okay.
That is from there that I springboarded to the United States.
Now, what about your teacher's background? You have primary in Panama and La Boca, in Jamaica, and then here. In La Boca, was it mostly with Indian teachers?
Yeah, yeah. The local teachers.
Did you have any English teachers at all in Jamaica? Like from England directly?
Yeah, yeah. Goldberg in as much as he was German, he spoke a lot of English. He taught in English.
Now, what type of music did you grow up hearing, and what were your favorite singers and your favorite songs?
I didn't know too much about music, but I played a trumpet.
What kind of songs would you like to play on the trumpet?
Jazz. Yeah.
Did you like any particular jazz singer? Or jazz musicians?
No,
not really.
Right.
Didn't know.
That's why you put the formula later. And they teach you to slur and do all the maneuvers.
Now, can you play the trumpet today?
I don't know.
Can't remember?
I think I would remember B flat and it, a little bit, not too much.
What about today? What kind of music do you enjoy listening to today?
Reggae.
Any particular artist?
Yes, one name, the Beanie Man. I've read him a couple of times.
Yeah.
And we've met him in Jamaica.
Oh.
Yeah. We gave my wife some records too. Everywhere in Montego Bay, we were spending 2 weeks out there, and then we saw this fellow with a truck. He drove the truck, but he had all of these records in the back. And then my wife went to him and said, "What are you doing with all these records?" And in his tone, he said, "You know, ma'am, I'm a singer and I do what so and so." And he started to sing, and then he took out one of the records and right out the back there, and then he gave her about two other records.
Wow.
And we found out he was the Beanie Man.
That's quite a catch.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Do you like to eat, and what are your favorite foods?
No, I don't like to eat. My favorite food is actually
That counts. Ice cream.
Yeah. But don't put ice cream, you put ice.
Oh,
go now and
course,
scream the verb.
Of course.
It's the same thing, you know.
What about foods that your mother used to cook when you were growing up? Do you remember what those were?
Yes. There was a joke about the black fella from La Boca who went to Xavier University, and he kept on telling his friend about, telling his companions about the favorite foods we have in Panama. And after he left, another Panamanian went there and they started to talk about Bacchus. for Bacchus. He said, yes, Bacchus. And then Linnae told us about Bacchus. It meant it bakes. It was
That's pretty bad.
That's one of my
Bacchus.
Favorite dicks.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know, there's Skake.
Yeah,
Bacchus.
Bacchus.
Yeah. So I take it that may be one of your favorites?
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Do you know how to cook, bake?
No.
All right, how about sayings? Do you have any favorite sayings, and where do you remember hearing them from? These could be sayings that your mother said to you, or that you said to your kids. How about that?
Well, there was one, but I remember it in my class in literature. It's never too late to seek a new word, push on. Keep remembering that.
It's never too late to seek
a new world.
Mm-hmm.
Push off.
To push off.
Push off.
And that's from your literature class?
Yeah.
In Jamaica?
No, at Bishop College.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of Louise Bennett? Or the Mighty Sparrow, and what thoughts come to mind when you hear their names? Have you seen them perform, and what do you remember about those performances? Any words or lyrics?
Louise Bennett.
Louise Bennett.
I know her.
Mhm.
And she was. She was in my class.
No, she's a Jamaican.
Yeah, that's another Louise Bennett.
I don't know. Louise Bennett is a Jamaican poet.
Yeah.
Who she had shows on the radio.
Yeah.
She spoke in Creole.
Yeah.
You remember hearing her?
Yeah, I knew her.
You knew her. Okay,
yeah,
tell me about her.
Yeah, but not we were very close, but she was in class.
She was in the same class with
yeah.
you at school
yeah.
in Jamaica.
She was a folklore type of person. Yeah.
What do you remember about her? Maybe if other people talking about her or what?
No, she was a kind of administrator for the YWCA at that time.
YWCA?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she was a folklore specialist.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear her show?
Once, yeah.
What do you remember about her show? What about the Mighty Sparrow?
Only by, but is that why it's not the only thing I can remember.
Any particular lyrics or songs that you remember the most about from him?
The poor brain would have to go too far back.
Okay.
Too much displacement, you know.
It happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's look into religion. What religion are you, and what particular denomination?
Religion,
mm-hmm.
Christian, Episcopal.
What is the role of religion in your life?
It's something of a controlling factor. It's a controlling factor.
How so?
Yeah. Huh?
How?
And many of the decisions that I make come from the ethical aspect of it. So.
Hmm. And what is your favorite part of the worship service when you go to church?
That's difficult. You know why? Because I have a doctorate in pastoral counseling. And so I kind of picked the aspect of it as part of it, the service, to isolate, to see how good the performer performs. And that's bad, isn't it? Because if he doesn't meet up, I'm disappointed. Yeah.
So your doctorate, you said, was in pastoral
counseling.
Okay. And that means that you kind of look over the actual mass sermon.
Yes.
Okay. So after looking at so many different sermons, you can't think of a certain part that you tend to perform more?
No. That's a little special.
Did you play sports as a child?
Football.
American football or soccer?
No, English football. Oh. I played American too in college, but not much.
Do you still either play or actually just watch those sports on TV when you keep up with what's going on in soccer around the world?
Yeah, no, American football, I keep it very close to that. Because it's a scientific game. Mm-hmm.
How so? Why would you say that?
It teaches you how to arrange things so you can meet your goal. The men that are on the field, you move them around. There's one coach that I keep remembering, is Joe Patern, and he says that he's a football coach. He says that in order to win the game, you have to get in the head of each of the players. That means you have to talk to them and see how they think. And if you know how they think, you know how they're going to play, and then you play to conquer them.
It almost sounds like chess.
Huh?
It almost sounds like chess.
Yes. yeah.
Okay. Did you have any contact, with United States culture as a youth? And what do you remember about that, growing up in La Boca and so forth? What was your contact with U.S. culture?
The truth is, the contact that we had was superimposed. And brought down from the south and applied here. And naturally, the type that we were exposed to made us resistant to certain things. Maybe that's the reason why many of us came out the way we came out, because we struggled to get out.
Now tell me about your view of your West Indian ancestry.
My view?
Yes. How do you think of yourself in relation to your West Indian background?
I don't know, a survivor, I suppose. Very vehement survivor.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the next question is actually, what's the first word that comes to mind when someone says West Indian? Would you say that is survival, or would you think of another?
It gives me a sense of pride.
And what qualities, cultural behaviors, or other things do you associate with West Indian, the West Indian?
These Olympics brought it out plenty. When you saw all three girls winning the 100 meters, 1, 2, 3, and then you go over to the men and you get the same feeling, and that's what brings it out.
This is when the three Jamaican women, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go and live in the island, you can see why that is the way it is, because they are like that there.
Do you believe that people in Panama view or treat you differently based on your race or based on your being West Indian?
The thing there is that the people of Panama, when they meet you for the first time, they profile you. See? And then they treat you according to the results of your profiling. Meaning, for instance, I go to the hospital, they don't know I'm a doctor, they start treating me as a regular person. Okay, somebody comes to her and says, hey, doc! And then the things change. Then, if it's a regular case that is on the ward, and somebody comes up and says, hey, I want you to take a look at this person. Things start to change because the profile is changing too, you see. Because you're not that other person anymore, you're a special person. And then when you become that special person, you get more special when the environment changes, you see. So, I would not to answer that one.
Okay. Not going to circle yes or no, I'm just going to put its profile in,
yeah.
Depending on
yeah.
what they're doing. All right. Have you lived outside of Panama for some time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. First in Jamaica as a kid, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And then, do you live in the U.S.?
In Dallas.
So Jamaica was 8 years, and Dallas was how long?
4.
Okay. Did you feel that people in the U.S. treated you differently because of your race, being West Indian, or even being Panamanian?
No, being West Indian.
How? What circumstances?
They feel that when you came from Jamaica, you're brilliant. The Americans have that feeling. But you're there because you're brilliant.
How did they feel about Panamanians? Or did they not see you as a Panamanian?
Yes, they do if you're in New York. But if you're in other part of the United States, they don't look at you that way.
Now, what do the people you encounter in either Jamaica or the U.S. know about Panamanians or about Panamanians of West Indian descent?
The people in where?
In Jamaica or the U.S. in Dallas, sorry.
Yeah. In Jamaica, they look up to you. Especially when you go there and you speak Spanish, you see. They're a different type of black.
What about the U.S.?
In the U.S. you have to gain that. In the U.S. you have to gain that position. Earn it then.
Did they know about Panama? The people you met in the U.S., did they know about Panama?
No, it seems like in the U.S. they don't know much about geography. Because they group the Jamaicans and Panamanians and Barbadians all as one group. See?
How do you think living outside of Panama, living abroad, has affected your views of yourself as a Panamanian?
Living?
Mm-hmm.
Living or what? period of time.
Exactly. The fact that you leave Panama, live somewhere else, and then come back. How did that affect your own view of yourself as a Panamanian? Do you consider yourself more or less Panamanian? Does it affect how you see yourself as a Panamanian?
Well, I never really think of myself as being Panamanian myself. I just being black, you know. Because American or Panamanian or whatever, you're still black.
What about how did other Panamanians look at you after you went away and came back? Did they look at you any different?
Yeah, they look up to you. Mm-hmm. They look up to you, yeah.
And how are your relationships with African Americans in their visit to the U.S., exactly?
I seem to mix, pretty good with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How has knowing English affected you, whether positively or negatively?
In Panama?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, it's positive.
Yeah.
Definitely.
How so? Why?
I had a professor that of surgery that when he gave his class, I could refer to certain journals concerning the very subject he was teaching. And then when I remarked, he realized that I know about these two knowing English, because you're not going to know otherwise. Well, there are articles that are in English and only English. So you respect me a little bit more just because of that exposure.
Okay. Are you married, and how did you meet your wife?
Yeah, let her answer that one.
I was going to compare your answers.
You're going to be the same anyway.
Oh, okay.
You're going to be the same.
You sure
her
you want to give your version?
Yeah. Her mother was my godmother, and I suppose she told you the same thing. Right? And her mother was a chief at my mother's wedding. So she gave it a little bit. It overlaps, you know.
That's fine. Okay. Do you remember where... See, this is now me adding.
Yeah.
Do you remember where you were when you first met her?
Where I was? Yes. At my mother's sewing class. Used to be in it.
Wow, A plus. Okay,
yeah.
All
right.
Okay. Do you have children? Tell me a little bit about them and their lives and their jobs.
They're all nice children. Seem to be obedient and disciplined.
Anything else?
One is in overdrive and the other one is in the other one is in drive. Only that. One is a studying type and the other one is get along with that type.
Okay. Do they consider themselves Panamanian, West Indian, both, or something else?
Lupita through her imagine American now. But it remains Panamanian.
Do Do your children speak English, and your grandchildren, do they all speak English?
Yeah, the children speak English, and the grandchildren are now being exposed by virtue of the fact that the parents are insisting that they pick it up.
Why do you think your children speak English? Is it like also your insistence growing up, making sure that they know both Spanish and English, like you just said for your children?
Yeah, they went to school in English.
Right. Okay, do you have any other family that lives overseas?
That one.
Where does she live?
New York.
When they come to Panama, when your aunt comes to Panama, do other Panamanians see her as less Panamanian or more American?
No.
So you've seen as Panamanian?
Yeah.
Okay. When did you live in Dallas? This was when you were going to school?
Yeah, 47, 48.
What was your experience like in the U.S. overall?
It was good, I would say. Nothing too fundamental.
How would you say your experience was in terms of what people seem to know about Panamanians or about Panamanian West Indians? If you were to separate just that aspect of your experience, how would you say?
They knew very little.
So they were pretty much learning through you.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're almost finished. What specific message do you want to communicate to the younger generation?
What message?
Mm-hmm. If you could give them a message, what would it be?
My message would be my favorite statement.
Ah, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. It's never too late to seek a new world to push up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you involved with any community groups or organizations, and what role do you play in those groups?
Well, all of my affiliations are in the medical field.
Like which ones? Which medical organizations?
I am the vice president of the Panamanian Geriatric Society, founder to.
Okay. Vice president and founder.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Anyone else?
Also, there was a group that we call the they call it in Spanish, Médicos Sin Fronteras. Doctors Without Boundaries. Yeah, just that.
Okay, the lodges?
Huh? Yeah, Elks.
Elks, okay. Perfect. Okay, the last question is simply, is there any information that you want to include that we have not yet touched upon?
Yeah, keep going.
Okay. Well, I have one more question, though. How did you decide to go into the medical field?
That wasn't the decision. That wasn't the decision. It's a kind of a peculiar thing. When I came from Jamaica, I was in engineering field. And I used to work in Rodman, you know where Rodman is? As an architectural draftsman. And then I just got tired of one day seeing all I'm going to see on my life is a life of looking for a job. I wanted something that I don't have to walk around and ask for a job. I like people to come to me, so I picked me.
And I just want to thank you again for participating, and feel free to contact us if you have any questions or if you wish to add anything more.
Oh, okay.